Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back. This is The Drive, KFH. That is Holiday Road by Fleetwood Mac from National Lampoon's Vacation, 1983. Great songs from movie soundtracks. Are you a National Lampoon's Vacation guy?
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay.
I know that one.
Like that movie?
Yeah, how do you not like that movie?
Is that better than Christmas Vacation as a vacation movie? Is it the best one?
Ooh, I don't know. I like them both.
Okay. That's tough.
I know my wife would say the Christmas one's better.
It has the best rant in a movie that might have ever existed.
Have the best rant ever.
Yeah.
No question about that.
I think the original slightly better as a whole movie, though. I don't know.
It might be. Yeah, I wouldn't want to pick.
And Vegas Vacation has its moments. It's not as good as the other two, but it has its moments. So that's song number one. We're going to get to a couple more 80s movies down the line here, and then one from the year 2000 with a very, very well-known song coming up in our Great Songs from Movie Soundtracks. Also, we talked about the Wind Surge earlier. Wind Surge fans, now through June the 11th, you can stop by any participating Wichita retailer. Find the text code in the Coors Light section when you stock up on Coors Light, and you could win a four-pack of tickets to the Father's Day Wind Surge game, which is on June the 20th, and you could qualify for the ultimate Father's Day gift, which is a Coors Light keg grill and rolling cooler valued at $370. You must be 21 years old. Message, data, rates apply. And, of course, never text and drive. So, I teased before the break that we were going to talk NFL schedule. And I have pulled up the Kansas City Chiefs schedule for next season.
Okay.
Have you taken a gander at this yet?
I haven't taken a look at the Chiefs schedule. Okay. I've just kind of floated through the first couple weeks of the schedules.
Okay. Well, let me break it down for you here. Obviously, they've added a game, right? So, we're playing 17 now.
Right.
You play six games inside your division. You play four games inside of a division in your conference, so a fellow AFC division, right? And then you play four games against an NFC division, which now leaves you three extra games instead of two.
Gotcha. Okay,
so the Chiefs are going to play the very difficult AFC North. They open with Cleveland and Baltimore, and then they got Pittsburgh later, and then Cincinnati towards the end of the season. So first of all, they get the tough AFC North.
Right.
So that's one thing. Now, they get a bit of a break because the NFC division they get to play is the East. So they get a little bit of a break. But listen to these three extra games that they have. Okay, the Chiefs' three extra games. This is an unbelievably brutal schedule because they have to play Buffalo as one of their three extra games. Then they have to play Tennessee at Tennessee in their second one. And then they got to play Green Bay. So their three extra games are Tennessee on the road, and then Buffalo and Green Bay at home. That is brutal. Unbelievably brutal. I'm looking at the schedule.
But they got nine home games, right? Is that right?
They do have nine home games. It is true. They end the season on the road twice in a row. So in the first 15 weeks, they are home for 9 out of 15, which is good. But, man, do they have a tough schedule. They have to go at Baltimore in week two. They go at Tennessee in week seven. I'm I'm looking at it going, if I'm a Chiefs fan and they go 12-5 or 13-4 in this schedule, I actually think that's okay.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
14-3 would be good with this schedule, I think.
The good news is they still play the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Chargers.
They can't exactly say the Raiders are a pushover since they split with them.
No, they split with them, but
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
What? So now you're gonna sit there and tell me that the Raiders are gonna challenge them for the division?
No, they're gonna, but they'll probably have a good chance to win a game against the Chiefs. They have the last several years.
They have, no question about it.
I'm just saying,
it's happened. It's happened. And I know as a Raider fan, you have to say
that the
Raiders are gonna be good and they're gonna show the Chiefs who's the boss.
That's right.
And they're going to beat the Chiefs twice and finish 8-9.
Now.
That's what will happen.
They're going to.
Because they'll beat the best team.
And then they'll lose to everybody else. They'll split. My prediction on the Raiders season is that they split with the Chiefs and go 10-7 and miss the playoffs. 9-8, maybe, but they're not going to make the playoffs. 10-7 is my prediction. But that's an optimistic prediction. I give you that.
That is.
That's fine.
I'm going to go look at their schedule and see how ugly that is.
Ooh, I don't know. Well, they still get to play the NFC East, which is helpful.
Well, that does help.
I mean, they're extra. Tell me who their extra three games are, and I'll tell you if they're going to go 8-9 or 10-7, because that's what it'll determine.
So the extra, let me see. Well,
the extra
I'm
going
to have to find them here.
Well, here, I've got it.
Well, that's good, because everyone knows I'm bad
I got
with
it.
This.
They play Miami at home
yeah,
in
I
one
saw
of them.
That.
That's a win. You can win that game. They play Chicago at home. That's a win.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Chicago's awful.
So see, they're so far so good. And then their third extra game is the Colts on the road. So 2-1 in their extra games. I think they can go 10-7. They still get to play the Broncos twice.
Ravens and Steelers to start with. That's going to be tough.
That's tough. Of course it is. They might be 0-2. That's fine.
Then they're home to the Dolphins, who have been playing better
than
they're
going to win that game.
At the Chargers.
They could win that game.
So they might be 0-4 when they play the Bears.
1-3. 1-3.
So then they'll be 1-4 to start the season.
But then they're going to beat Denver and Philadelphia, so that makes you 3-4. Then the Giants, 4-4. They're going to roll into – they're going to play Kansas City at home on a Sunday night game on November 14th, and they're going to be 4-4, and Kansas City's going to be 6-2, and they're going to beat them.
No.
At home.
They might be 3-5. If they're lucky, they'll be 3-5.
They're going to be 4-4. That's not a hard schedule. Chicago?
I know, but it's the Raiders.
Yeah, which they were 8-8 last year. What makes you think they're going to be worse?
That's just the feeling.
How did they get worse?
Just the feeling I got. It's just the feeling I got.
You're full of it.
I think I'm right.
Okay. All right. Fine. Did you see some of the juicier matchups that were featured in the schedule? Did you see some of the highlights of the schedule makers trying to put some fun matchups together?
Well, yeah, they don't have a choice. I mean, they have to. Here's the thing: they have to keep all these networks happy, right?
Sure.
So they have to try to put as many of the good games together as possible because you got NBC, Fox, CBS, ESPN.
Right.
So all four of those are paying a bunch of money. And if they're not going to get good games, they're not going to pay that money, right? So you have to try to get all these games and then try to keep everybody happy. And it's got to be tough as a schedule maker to get all this right.
They got lucky with the Buccaneers. Because this year happens to be the year that the Buccaneers play the AFC East. So they got lucky because Brady in New England in week 4.
Right.
Just going to be
might be televised.
Yeah, that's a Sunday night game, shockingly enough.
What a surprise that is.
Yeah, I'm shocked that that's the Sunday night game. But the fact that they happen to already be playing the AFC East is helpful. They got lucky on that matchup. I'm stoked for Cleveland-Kansas City in week 1. What a great first week.
Yeah, that should be a high-scoring affair.
Oh, yeah.
I would think. Baltimore-Vegas, the only reason why is because the new stadium, I said this the other day, same with Chicago at the Rams. Like, Chicago at the Rams for a Sunday night game? Come on.
Yeah, but it's...
It's awful.
Yeah.
Put Green Bay and New Orleans in there, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Even though Breeze is gone. But Cleveland-Kansas City there.
Cleveland-Kansas City not...
Why wouldn't you put them there?
Cleveland-Kansas City not being a primetime game in week 1 is a little weird to me.
Over those two teams?
I mean,
two games?
Baltimore-Vegas, I understand. Because of, like you said, the stadium. But that's the Monday night game. The Sunday night game needed to be Cleveland-Kansas City.
Or Pittsburgh-Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a great matchup,
too. That could have been one of those two should have been the Sunday night game.
Well, shoot, Seattle-Indianapolis is a heck of a game.
I mean, it should be a good one.
It's not a big market. I understand that. But, you know, there's several games that I'm intrigued by. Arizona, Tennessee. I mean, there's some good games, but that's not going to pull the needle because it's Arizona, Tennessee. So I understand you want to go big markets. That's why they're doing Chicago, LA.
I know.
All right. They're not stupid. That's the second and third biggest market in the country. So they're not dumb, but it's unfortunate because Cleveland and Kansas City aren't big markets, but they're good teams. They're fun to watch. So I'm with you. I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Dallas at Tampa, the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Nah. I like watching Tampa. I'm not going to lie to you. I
but
like you watching
hate,
Tampa.
You hate Dallas.
Dallas. Just so tired
of
the
here
hype.
We go. Here we go.
Hype on Dallas, and they're just America's team, and we're so good. We're getting hosed, and our owner's just going to talk. Be quiet. Tony Romo is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Won one playoff game in his career.
I think I'm just going to...
Well, he's really good.
I think I'm just going to turn my mic off and let you go.
Well,
That's fantastic.
Since I've been here, it's just like it's just pounded to your head. Dallas. Why?
Yeah, what have they done?
Nothing since I've been here.
Nothing since I've been around, no. The last time they won a Super Bowl, I think I was in junior high. Okay, so I know why Kansas City-Cleveland's not a night game. Because Kansas City at Baltimore in week two is a Sunday night game. So they're not going to put them in primetime 2 weeks in a row, unfortunately.
Nah, you should. Who cares? Put the good teams in those slots, man.
Look at what Monday night's game is in week two. Detroit at Green Bay. Who wants to see Detroit in primetime? You have no interest in that, right?
Jared Goff?
Yeah, I mean...
And Detroit going into Green Bay to get slapped?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a... Green Bay is going to be favored by double digits in that game.
You know who the week two game is that I would want to see in primetime is the Rams and the Colts. Rams and the Colts would be a fantastic game. But nope, we're going to get Detroit and Green Bay. I know, shouldn't complain, but they're going to spread these things out. And
the week two matchups aren't that good, though.
No, they really aren't. I give you that. But
the week two matchups are awful.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Philly and Dallas is week three's Monday night game. You might want to stay off Monday nights for a while.
Why is Dallas? See, they got third and two primetime games in the first 3 weeks.
You might want to stay off Monday nights because Monday nights are not going to be good. Have you seen the Thursday night matchups? Because those are always a vortex of suckitude.
And honestly, I used to not miss any of them, and I probably didn't watch like the last five of last year because they were just... Meh.
Well, here they are. Week one, we go, of course, Dallas-Tampa Bay to open.
Right.
Right. Week two's Thursday night game is the Giants at the Washington football team. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to see that. And then week three, it is the absolutely fantastic matchup that everybody is just dying to see. I had it up earlier. Now I'm forgetting. Here it is. It's Carolina at Houston. Like, who cares? Who cares about that game?
Well, the only reason I'll give them, because everyone's got to play a Thursday game. So it's kind of one of those, I get it, but I don't like it. The Thursday games, for some reason, just, I liked it when it first started, and then they just got to the point where it was.
Why can't we do a doubleheader on Monday nights? Why can't we eliminate the Thursday game?
I would much rather have two games Monday.
Well, so would the players.
Yeah.
And so would the coaches, and so would everyone. It's the money factor, because they want one more night of coverage. But, I mean, it makes more sense from a scheduling perspective, right, to have two games on a Monday, because everybody's packed into the weekend. There's no – you don't have to give the team a bye the next week or the week before. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You have to mess with that crap. And then also you get less short turnarounds, less sloppy football on a Thursday, less injury, less all of that. From having to play on Jacksonville, Cincinnati in week four.
That's your first good idea that I've heard from you in a few weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Because everybody, you'd put it on. They'd start the game at 5, first game at 5 o'clock Central, I guess, which is 6 o'clock out east. So
put an East Coast game on first and a West Coast game on second.
Put a game out there and then a game out there and put them on. Everybody would have it on while you're eating dinner or messing around or just sitting and relaxing, then you got them on. I like that idea.
You start game one at 6 Eastern, and it's over by 9 Eastern, and then you put a 9:30 Eastern start time on the game that's happening on the West Coast at 5:30. What's wrong with that? I don't see a problem.
No, but I'd rather see that.
I would totally rather. I mean, when they have had opening doubleheaders on Monday before, I've been interested in that. I've watched both games.
Right.
I've at least turned on.
Well, the last couple years they've had doubleheaders on Monday.
Yeah, they haven't. They're not doing that to start with.
Why not? Why not this year?
I found an interesting Thursday night game, and it took me till week five to find it. Rams Seahawks in week five. Okay, now there's a game I'll watch.
Rams Seahawks would be a good one.
Because that's two teams that are probably going to be pretty decent, and they're going to be, it's an important divisional game. Okay, fine. But it took me 5 weeks to get there. And then, you know, you're back to week six is Tampa Philly. Well, I don't want to watch Philly. I mean, so, you know, you're back to the, you're back to the dregs on Thursday night.
Philly.
I don't want.
No, I guess Philly does nothing for me. At all.
Not with what Jalen Hurts behind?
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
I think so. Well, who knows? As of right now, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Where's Andy Dalton starting?
I want to say he's in Indianapolis.
No, or Chicago?
Chicago,
isn't because he? Okay. Yep. You got that one right. It's hard to keep so many quarterbacks this offseason. It was the offseason of the quarterback.
No, I know. That's why
it's so hard to keep track of.
I just got thinking teams, and you're talking about teams, and do you want to watch or whatever? And I'm thinking, yeah, and Andy Dalton starting somewhere.
Right.
And that's the Sunday night game. That's why I was thinking of it.
Oh, okay. Because you're like, I don't want to watch
Chicago and the Rams anyway. And then I got to watch Andy Dalton against Aaron Donald.
Yeah, right. So like, you might not be watching Andy Dalton for very long.
No.
After he's knocked senseless in the second quarter by the Rams defense. I just thought it was interesting because I started by looking at the Chiefs' schedule, and it looks like they have been given a pretty rough go, which is what you should get when you are a top team. I understand that. But I just saw those extra three games and I thought, you know, people need to understand that 15-2 or 16-1 in a 17 game season is going to be really hard to do.
I don't know if you'll see a 15-2.
I don't think so either. That's what I'm saying. I think 13-4 and 14-3 are going to be great records for this kind of schedule.
I think you might get a couple teams that get to there, but that'll be it. I mean, 15-2 is going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Chiefs were 14-2. Could have been 15-1 if they'd have played everybody.
Possibly.
But they also had very little injury issues until the playoffs. Their regular season sailed by mostly without incident, right? So they had the benefit of luck. The Chicago Bears quarterbacks are Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, and Nick Foles. Would you start Andy Dalton amongst that group? Or is he the third best quarterback in that group?
Can you trade them all three, package them up for some pizzas after the game?
Fields might be pretty good.
Oh,
okay?
Here we go again.
Might be. You think?
Here we go again.
No?
Justin Fields.
I said might be.
I got Bob telling me he's going to be the next Russell Wilson.
I said might be.
Well, might is a strong word.
Okay.
Ohio State guys do nothing.
All right.
He's played what, one season? One college season he played?
Yeah, okay. I'm not disagreeing with you.
He's barely played for crying out loud.
Not disagreeing.
We're going to anoint him as a Russell Wilson.
Not disagreeing with you.
Tired of this.
Don't take it out on me.
Well, you're sitting across from me, and I like Max, so you lose.
Man, brutal. I get complimented. I said one good thing, and now I'm back in the garbage bin.
Yep, that's right.
I'll tell you what. All right.
Work on it during the break.
We're going to come back and work out that anger you got going on over there in a positive and constructive way. We're going to come back. This is The Drive, J&J Radio.